Hebrews 4, verse number 12, the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Says the New Century Version, says, the word is alive. The word is alive and working. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. It cuts all the way into us, where the soul and the spirit are joined, to the center of our joints and bones, and it judges the thoughts and feelings in our hearts. The New International Version says, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Message Bible says this, his powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one can resist God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. That's Hebrews 4, verse number 12. And I said I'll read Isaiah 55, verse number 11. I'm reading from the Amplified Version, the Complete Jewish Bible, the Common English Version, the Message Bible, and the New Century Version, and then we'll pray. The Amplified Version says, So will my word be, which goes out of my mouth. It will not, it will not return to me void, that's useless, without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. The Complete Jewish Bible says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me unfulfilled, but it will accomplish what I intend and cause to succeed what I sent it to do. Common English Version says, that's how it is with my words. They don't return to me without doing everything I send them to do. The Message Bible, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They will do the work I send them to do. They will complete the assignment I gave them. New Century Version. The same thing is true of the words I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the things happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I send them to do. Let me read the Message Bible one more time and we'll pray. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They will do the work I send them to do. They will complete the assignment that I gave them. Lord, we are forever grateful for this opportunity that you have given us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, we magnify you, we glorify you, We exalt you, O God, and just declare that there is indeed nobody like you. You are God all by yourself. There is nobody who is above you, nor is there anybody who is beside you. God, the heavens are your throne, and the earth is your footstool. God, you hold everything together by the word of your power. We are here, God, because you willed us to be here. You are the potter and we are the clay. You mold us and shape us in whichever way you desire. The days of our lives and their number are not in our hands, but God, they are in your hands. We are grateful that your mercy endures forever, that your grace is more than enough. We are grateful that, God, you have never given up on us. You are still holding us in the palm of your hands. It is your very word, O God, that gives us life and sustains us in this present age. We thank you, God, that you did not leave the divide present between you and us. But God, you made a way for us to come, not in our own righteousness, O God, because it is as filthy rags before you, but in the righteousness of our kinsman, Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, there is nobody else who could ever offer up an adequate sacrifice for us, those who rebelled against you, to be reconciled, but the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, without sin and without blemish. We come boldly before the throne of grace, not because we are good, not because we are wise, not because we are wealthy, but we come, O God, because there is blood on the mercy seat. God, our cry, a refrain that has been spoken by generations before us. Hear our prayer, O God, tonight and attend to our supplication. Bring us, O God, to a place of right standing with you. Let our eyes be open to see the things that you do, and our ears be open to hear the things you decree. God, have your way tonight. Lead us and guide us in this prayer. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. You are the one who enables our prayers to go beyond the veil. You are the one who leads and guides us into all truth. You are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. As our hearts yearn, let the kingdom of our God come here on earth as it is in heaven. Let his will, his perfect will, be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Our plea, O God, is as you take a kind disposition towards us as you look upon us, O God. Let you not hide your face from us, but God, look kindly towards us, that much might be done. God, we know that there is power in your word. As we pray, and as your Spirit prays through us, we ask, O God, that you send forth your word that you said will not return to you void. That you send your word, O God, to the corners of the earth, to those that we are standing in the gap for, and let your word prevail in the matter that you are sending it to do. Father, your word says you send your word and you heal them. We say, God, over our loved ones as we pray, Send your word and bring healing. Send your word, O God, and bring deliverance and salvation. Send your word, O God, tonight and change somebody's life as we pray. Let chains be broken from their hands, from their lives. Let the yoke be destroyed by the reason of the anointing as we pray. Let gloomy days and that cycle be broken because your light is breaking forth upon their lives, O God. Those things that the enemy has hidden in the darkness, may they be exposed for what they are, because you are sending your word and your word is commanding the bringing forth of light to reveal that which is hidden. As your word, O God, is going forth as we pray, let homes be restored. Marriages, O God, be brought back together again. Families, O God, where relationships are fractured, we ask for a divine intervention, God, a restoration and a repairing of breached walls. God, only you can turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers. Only you, O God, can mend the brokenhearted. Only you, O God, can cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear. We say, God, let your word go. Let your word go in might and power and build and establish the will of God in every regard. God, in their finances, we say, God, send the word today to bring an end to the cycle that poverty has established. We pray, O God, that tonight principalities and powers that have ruled over their generational finances and generational blessings, O God, are being dethroned, because you are sending a word to declare and decree that their days have been numbered, and that God is saying, it is the day of liberation, it is the day of freedom, in the name of Jesus. God, there is somebody on this line tonight who is believing hope against hope, that God, that which they have struggled with, will come to an end. God, we stand, O God, in the place of agreement and say, let your word go forth, O God, and announce the end of the reign of that spirit of poverty over them. We say, O God, the poverty is coming to an end. Poverty in joy is coming to an end. Poverty in wisdom is coming to an end. Poverty in understanding is coming to an end. God, you are the one who said, O God, you will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, we say their need for wisdom has been supplied for. Their need for understanding you have supplied. Their need for knowledge, you, O God, have supplied. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, for the release of your peace over their lives right now. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Release it now, O God, without measure. In the name of Jesus. God, some have a need in their health. Infirmity and affliction has ravaged their bodies. Say, God, today send a word that declares that the season of that infirmity has come to an end. As the end is coming, God, let there be no sign that remains of that sickness. but only for a memory that declares God has healed, God has restored, God has made all. Send your word, O God, tonight, that even upon their minds, fear is being dethroned, that the power of God, of love, and of sound mind is being firmly established upon them. Some the enemy has been whispering that God has chosen to neglect them. And we say, oh God, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Let their minds be brought to a place of remembrance that God said he will never leave them nor forsake them. But that God is an ever-present help in the time of need, in the time of trouble, in the name of Jesus. Father, prosper the works of their hands. Bring success to every endeavor that they set their minds to do. Let the heavens be open and remain open over their lives. Let the blessings of God that maketh rich and add no sorrow be released over them. Not for them just to say, God has spoken a blessing over me, but that God has released blessings, and I'm walking in their reality, living in their manifestation, in the name of Jesus. Said by your word, O God, let the weak say, I am strong. As we pray, God, let that word be not just an utterance, but let it be a declaration of the work that you have done in them. The weak have been strengthened by the hand of the Almighty God. Joy is being multiplied as we pray. As we pray, elevation is being established as we pray. You are bringing them, O God, from a low place, and you are setting them up on high in the name of Jesus. By you, O God, and by your grace, which you said is more than enough, they are going to be able to do great and mighty things, O God. You say those who know you shall be strong. Say, let the knowledge of God increase in their mind, that they may be strong. And in their strength, O God, cause them to do great exploits in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Send them forth, O God, as world changers. Send them, O God, as bloodline transformers in the name of Jesus. Upon them, O God, release an anointing. An anointing, O God, to bless generations. An anointing, O God, to stop generational patterns of iniquity. Release upon them, O God, an anointing to release righteousness that will sustain generations that are living and generations that haven't been born yet to time. Let their lives, O God, from today be a living example and a living testimony of the goodness of God. David said in his observation, I've been young, now I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. Let this be the declaration of your people that are on this line as we pray. That, oh God, you have never forsaken them, and their generations and their seed will not beg for bread, because God is Jireh over their lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that for every person on this line praying with us, even for those that are going to be hearing in days to come. May their houses be strong, stronger and stronger than the house of David. As you declared by your word, O God, do houses that were weak, they were as strong as the house of David. God, I pray for the men and women that are with us, O God. Release and impute your strength unto them, that they might be able to endure whatever is coming their way. Let there be a resolution in their heart, O God, a steadfastness to know that you are with them. As your word has made known to us in our hearts and in our spirits, if you are for us, O God, then who can be against us? God, we know that where we are right now, battles may be raging, wars and rumors of wars may be rising, O God. We are engaged in a fight for life. Yet, O God, the battle is not ours. It belongs to you. And you, O God, have never, ever lost a battle. And you are not going to start with us. Therefore, we declare, O God, in whatever they are facing, O God, victory has been established in the name of Jesus. They will not be overwhelmed, they will not be overcome, but they are going to prevail because you, O Lord, are their victory. Because you, O Lord, are their portion in the name of Jesus. Those, O God, who have been overwhelmed by sorrow, those who have found themselves at places, O God, where the night season seems to be long, we declare your word, O God, that says weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And Father, by faith we declare over them that the night season has come to an end. The new season, the morning season, begins now with the rising of the sun, the rising of the light of God over you. Your night season, your season of crying, your season of weeping is over, because joy is overtaking. Peace is overtaking. Prosperity is overtaking. Health is overtaking. Soundness of mind is overtaking. Abundance of provision is overtaking. Therefore, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Somebody just say rejoice, rejoice, because your night season has come to an end. Your night season has come to an end. Be overwhelmed by the peace of God. Be overwhelmed by the joy of the Lord. The word of God makes it known to us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to say it again. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. I say to you that the night season has come to an end, and the morning brings joy. That means God is strengthening you through his joy in the name of Jesus. You are strong because the joy of the Lord has come upon you. You stand on this steadfast truth that Christ is the solid rock where which you stand. Nothing shall cause you to sink. Nothing. Nothing. In the name of Jesus. You are strong. You are powerful. You are able. You can do all things because God strengthens you. Somebody say hallelujah. God strengthens you. The next thing that I want to say to you is that God has spoken words over you. He has given you promises. He has let you in to the things that He's going to do over you and for you. You have been standing on the promises, holding on with everything that you have to that which God has spoken over you. Your time and its outstretching has not yet revealed that which God promised you, has not yet shown you the manifestation of that which God made known to you. But take heart in this truth, that you should never grow weary in well-doing. Because at the appointed time, that which God promised you is going to become your reality. That which God said He's going to do in your life, God is going to do. God will not give you a word and go back on His word and say, I was kidding. No, God will say what He means and means what He says. Therefore, that which God spoke over you is going to happen. You are going to be the head and not the tail. You are going to be above and not beneath, because God has declared. Remember, He said by the prophet Isaiah in the 55th chapter that His word will not return to Him void, that His word is going to be fulfilled, that His word is going to accomplish what God has intended, and His word is going to succeed in doing what God has said it must do. Therefore, I say to you that the word of God spoken over you is coming to its season of going back to God to give a report. That word will not lie. That word will not fail. That word will not rebel. That word will not go back on God. That word is going to prosper. That word is going to succeed. That word is going to make happen what God intended. That word is going to cause what God wanted to have done to be done in the name of Jesus. That word that God spoke over you. Your situation may be saying otherwise right now, but that word is about to go back to God and it is not going to fail. Therefore, I say to you, your circumstance may say it's not going to happen. Your circumstance does not have authority over the word that God spoke over you. Therefore, you are going to experience what God set out to do in your life. You are going to break out. You are going to break through, because that is what God has sent His word, and that's what His word is intended to do. You are going to experience an enlargement. You are going to experience an increase. You are going to experience favor. You are going to experience joy. Why? Because when God sent His word and spoke it over you, this is what He intended. You are going to see the blessings of God overtake you in your life in the name of Jesus. Not because you are good, not because you are great, but because God has declared it over you in the name of Jesus. Listen, can I just tell somebody here, the days of your shame are coming to an end in the name of Jesus. In fact, it's not just the days of your shame coming to an end, but it's about God giving you double for your trouble. God giving you double for your shame. That means when God gives you double for your trouble, the pain that you went through and everything that you lost is going to be superseded by what God is about to give you. It's going to be overwhelmed by what God is about to do for you. What God is going to do is going to leave you in a better place than what you were before your trouble began. That means God is going to elevate you. God is going to prosper you. God is going to cause promotion to come over you. Because God, Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think, that same God is the one who is releasing you from the season you have been experiencing. Double for your trouble. Double for your shame. Whatever you lost in your season of pain and sorrow, there is going to be more than a restoration. Somebody say hallelujah. More than a restoration. Why I'm saying it's going to be more than a restoration, because God intends to leave you better than what you were before. It's going to be great, as I've said in days past. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. It's going to be full of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Double for your trouble. Double for your shame. Rejoice, servant of God, because of what God is releasing over you in the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody here, I know it might sound a little bit crazy, but God is about to confound the joy of your enemies, because they have been rejoicing because of your demise. But God is flipping the script over them right now as we pray. Their joy, as they have been rejoicing over your sorrow, rejoicing over your shame, rejoicing over your trouble. Right now, God is reversing it in the name of Jesus. They are going to be confounded, because it is going to be a quick work that God is going to do. Somebody praise God for the quick work that He is doing in your life as we pray. It's going to be an overnight reversal. Immediately, instantly, it's going to be a reversal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When and where they were expecting you to walk with your head hung low, God is going to cause for your head to be held up high. Not because you are filled with pride, but because you are filled with rejoicing, and you are looking up unto the heavens to the God who has expressed His goodness towards you through the blessings that He has apportioned into your life in the name of Jesus. I say to somebody here tonight, your journey has been short. It has been fraught with tragedies, but God is saying you are going to go to great places. You are going to experience great joy, because now God is moving on your behalf. But you see, if it is only going to happen to you, it will be short of a great testimony of the goodness of God. What God is doing over you, God is also doing over your sons and your daughters, over your children, your grandchildren. God is going to do the same. They are going to experience the showers of blessing over their lives because God has favored you and opened the heavens over you in the name of Jesus. His mercy is going to rain down without measure over your sons and your daughters. The favor of God is going to be their portion. They are going to find themselves qualified into places that they have no qualifications for. But the favor of God that's reigning over you because of the open heaven that is sustained over your life is going to overflow into their lives. In the name of Jesus. I remember there's a song that we were singing 3-4 years ago. It was sung as saying, everything will double, double. In the name of Jesus, your money will double. Your joy will double. Your peace will double. Your understanding will double. Your knowledge will double. Your increase, your wisdom will double. There is going to be a doubling of a speed, a doubling of acceleration, because God is sustaining an open heaven over you, and His favor is raining down on you in the name of Jesus. It's going to sound crazy, but the word that I heard as I was saying that was from an old Kirk Franklin song that just said, melodies from heaven rain down on me. Rain down on me. The melodies of heaven are raining down on you because God is turning around your shame. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Listen, you are going to begin hearing the testimonies of elevation and promotion in the lives of your sons and your daughters just to affirm what God has done for you tonight in response to your prayer, in response to your faith, and in response to your commitment and dedication. God is causing great and mighty things to happen for you and your children in the name of Jesus. Listen, because of what God is about to do, I declare divine protection over you in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we are unaware that God knows how to protect, to watch over, and to cover. The scripture, the word of God tells us that His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. It says He is your refuge and He is your fortress. He is your shield. He is your defender. God is protecting you. But you see, it's not enough just, oh God help me, just for you as an individual to be afforded divine protection and your family left exposed. God is going to protect you, your children, and their children's children. Divine protection in the name of Jesus. And here, may the angels be dispatched to all the corners of the earth to bring to you that which God has promised. Ah, so Rabbi. To the angels sent to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east, we say, bring that which you have gathered that God said must come into our lives. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. They have been working, orchestrating, arranging, and rearranging things for the next season of your life. They have been orchestrating divine appointments. I declare you will not miss the appointments that the angelic hosts have established on the command of God. I pray that you will not miss the divine opportunities that have been orchestrated by the angels of God under the charge of an assignment from God concerning you. Divine relationships have been orchestrated by the angel armies that have been sent by God to do what God said must be done. In the name of Jesus. And things that God has spoken over you, may they find expression in you in this lifetime and in this season, in the name of Jesus, for His praise and His glory. Listen, we read for you Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It judges the thoughts and feelings. It judges our thoughts and our intentions and our attitudes. May all those be not found wanting in your heart. May your feelings, your attitudes, and your thoughts, and the intents of your heart be in divine alignment with the will of God for your life. Somebody say hallelujah. The reason why they are going to be in divine, they are going to be in divine alignment with the will of God is simply that an occasion that God has been waiting for may be realized in your life. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." That's the King James Version. "To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him." Perfect towards him. That means your thoughts, your desires, and your intents will be in alignment with the will of God. That means you are loyal to God, and God is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. The Amplified Version says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth so that he may support those whose heart is completely His." You're going to receive support from God because He has judged your thoughts, your intentions, and your attitudes, and they have not been found wanting. An examination of those things have proved that you are loyal to God. And because you are loyal to God, double, double, double is coming your way in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you for the great and mighty things that you have done as we prayed. Praise, glory, and honor. Matthew 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God." The New Century Version says, "It is written in the scriptures, a person lives not on bread alone, but by everything God says. Grace is coming over you for you to live in accordance with everything that God says. Because you live by everything that God says. Peace is going to be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That word God has spoken over you, it's a word to prosper you. It's a word to heal you. It's a word to restore you. That word is about to come to an end of its season. It is going to accomplish everything that God sent it to accomplish in your life. It is going to prosper in everything that God intended for it to do. It is going to go back to God and give an account that reads this way. All that you have set me to do in their lives, I have done. Not only have I done it, O God, but I have prospered in that very thing. Your will over their lives concerning this matter has been done. Somebody say hallelujah. All I can just tell you is the word of God is going to go back to God. And it might be just be singing in Aretha Franklin's song, signed, sealed, and delivered for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We thank Him and we praise Him for the word that has prospered concerning us. For His word that has prospered in us because God has willed it to be so. Hallelujah. Let me just read this to you, and then this will be the last verse that I read. Numbers 23, verse number 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God has spoken, and twice I've heard it. He has prospered. He has accomplished. He has succeeded. Listen, the New Century Version says, God is not a human being, and He will not lie. He is not a human, and He does not change His mind. What He says He will do, He does. What He promises, He makes come true. Amplified Version. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said, and will He not do it? Or has He spoken, and will He not make it good and fulfill it? One final translation of that, and I promise you, I will let you go for the evening. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I am excited. It says, God, this is the Message Bible, God is not man, one given to lies, and not a son of man changing his mind. Does He speak and not do what He says? Does He promise and not come through? God will speak and He will do what He says. God will promise and He will come through. God will do what He has spoken over you, and God will come through with the promises that he has given you. Father, in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Let your word prevail. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, thank you so much.